Welcome to Snowskate Overlords, the most authoritative podcast in snow skating. I'm Eric Frick here with Andrew Nelson and Zach L. Warden, and we need to kick things off with a correction, little apology from the previous episode. I made a pretty egregious mistake in calling Eki Helgason and Halldór Helgason the same person. They are not the same person. They are brothers, and that is just, that's a terrible mistake for me to make. The only defense that I have is if you type Eki Helgason into Google, like the suggestion says Halldór Helgason, and I basically just went off of that, but still, that is not a good mistake to make. That is 100% on me. Not exactly a New Yorker level fact-checking here at the Snowskate Source, but we do the best we can, but hopefully something like that won't happen again. So I apologize to everybody, Eki most of all. I know you're probably not listening to this podcast, but still.
Yo, I have a question. Where did that even originate for you? Did you see that on X Games, you said, and you just made the assumption, or where did you come up with that?
So I don't remember how we started talking about it. I think I just saw Halldór's name somewhere else, and I just typed Eki Helgason into Google, and it gives you results for Halldór Helgason. So I'm like, dang, it's the same person. Like, whatever, yeah. But it's obviously not.
We'll just blame Google for that one.
Yeah, it's all Google's fault. I made no mistakes. But anyway, let's keep moving. Let's put that behind us and not do that again. Let's talk about some up-and-coming skaters. Of course, we have no guests on today, just us kind of doing our thing. So let's kick things off with talking about some more under-the-radar up-and-coming skaters and, you know, people that have made a splash in the last year or two. Zach, you want to start us off?
Sure. Let me pull up my list. So when I'm reading all the DMs and all the videos, or checking all the videos that people send the Ambition account, I if you're talking to someone on the Ambition account, it's like 80% me, maybe 20% Alex Blay at this time on the Instagram, just in case anyone's wondering. And anyways, because I do that, I've been keeping like a little list in my phone of like, okay, keep an eye on these guys, maybe to pitch to Alex and the rest of the team. Because usually it's kind of like a voting thing, and we kind of run it past everyone. But I've been taking note of like who to watch out for, or kind of like pitch the idea of like, oh, yo, I think we should hook this dude up with a board. And the first person I wrote down this year that I was hyped on was Miles Ross.
Yes.
Because I feel like he kind of entered my radar this year early on, because I feel like he also had snow before everyone. So he was like one of the first person posting a video this year where I was like, okay, I'm seeing this dude. And he's just really proper. And if you're a snow skater, which I assume you are, if you're listening, you know, it's not easy to make snow skating look good. So even whether he's doing just like easy, I wouldn't call them easy tricks, but even just like, you know, just like solid common tricks, he's doing them really well, which to me means a lot. So I wrote down him because I was super hyped on him. And then even after like his first video to his second post, third post, I thought each one got a little bit better too. And I was like, all right, this dude's going on my list. So if we want to talk about him more than I just did, we can. But that's my first person I want to shine some light on would be Miles.
For sure. Yeah, I don't have anything to add to that other than, you know, I agree. Great skater, does everything proper. And yeah, always enjoy seeing his footage shared and reposted. For me, my number one guy is Downtown Drifter. Parker, I don't know his last name. Is it Thurby? I think it is.
It's Thilby Thurby. I could be wrong. My bad. Yeah.
Yeah. Something I should like probably that. Know that, but he's a Traverse City guy, right? Like skates with Corey Perlouris and Andrew Falberg.
And yeah, I feel like he's always skating alone. I was saying that with Alex the other day because he was on my list too. He's number two on my list. Not that they're in any kind of order, but he's the next one down. And that was someone I brought up to Blay, and I was like, man, I think we need to take care of this guy next season. And he's like, yeah, I'm down. You know, so we are going to send him aboard for sure. But regardless, I don't know how much he skates with those dudes, or maybe there's just a conflict of like scheduling, but I know he's from the area, the same area as those guys. But it's funny because I was just pointing that out too. I'm like, man, I feel bad. This dude's always skating alone. He's got the tripod set up filming the craziest shit I've ever seen. Like death defying stuff.
Oh my God. The last trick in his most recent edit where he rides off that roof and lands on a concrete ledge that's less than a foot wide. I mean, there's so much margin for error. It's so gnarly. It was a huge drop and he just handles it. Just filming by himself tripod. Like it was insane. And that giant drop in on the like 45 degree ish concrete thing, like reminiscent of Alan and Sava style type thing. Like the dude just goes hard. It's amazing. Oh, I'm so stoked on that guy. I know you said you didn't have an order, but that guy is number one in my book right now. That guy.
Fair
is
enough. He's a standout for sure for that reason. And I gotta call attention to the fact that, again, he does it all tripod, which I think there's something to be said about someone who has that kind of motivation while by themselves. Cause like, I think about maybe some of my favorite tricks that I've done personally, they weren't by myself. It was kind of like I had a crew there to help me up, you know, help me get going, a filmer, you know, just to even like the morale of the moment or just like the energy. It's hard to really get like hyped to go off a building for one thing or do something as like scary that he does while he's like by himself. He's like, oh, gonna get on this roof and drop onto this 1 foot ledge, like skinny ass ledge, like might die. Keep my phone in my pocket. I guess I'll call 911 if I can reach it. If I get fucking smoked, I don't know. There's a lot to be said about that, and I respect the hell out of it.
Yeah, I definitely enjoy that too. The clips also in that kind of same vein as how much he's just enjoying it. I look at his backyard setup. I mean, the tricks over couches. I mean, he's got that three-tiered rail that is rail on top of rail on top of rail. Yeah. That's a super awesome feature. So, like, shout out the creativity. Just the one from a post on the Insta a couple of weeks ago, the box into quarter pipe setup.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just a really creative. It looked super fun. And yeah, like you said, just even just for a tripod, just to have that, just those little clips, I just love seeing that creativity for me. That was
absolutely
for sure. I got to call that out.
Absolutely. And yeah, just some of the tricks that he decides to do in that backyard setup. Like he had that long, it was kind of like a ride on box thing, but still he did a front side 360 tail press across that. And my mind was just blown. Like I recorded that on my phone locally just to make sure that never went away, because I wanted to keep watching that trick. It was amazing. So I'm so stoked on that guy. He kills it. But
he also shoved out.
Yeah, he did too. Yeah.
He posted a video later, because that day I was talking to him. He's like, dude, I was trying to shove out, couldn't get it. And then like the next video he posted, he did it. I was like, yeah, this dude's down.
Yeah, I didn't record that one, but I did see that one. That one was sick. Andrew, I know you wanted to touch on vert features in snow skating, and he had one of those in his backyard.
That was for sure. I mean, I feel like maybe just in the last few years, because of the new people coming from skateboarding into it, I just see a moment of like a lot of people trying vert and different transition stuff. I mean, obviously like Jensen's big drop in his bleached part. I mean, I feel like I'm seeing a lot more of those skateboarding elements incorporated. You know, and like he was doing, this is Parker going to power slide up to axle, which I just thought, you know, that was just such a creative thing. So that was really all I wanted to say. But I mean, keep it coming. Like, I love seeing vert elements somehow incorporated into snow skating. It just is such a fun thing. And yeah.
And before we talked about this, I was thinking, I was out skating this weekend and just thinking of vert features. And if you find like a steep enough bank, like 45 degrees ish, you could build like a little quarter pipe out of it. As long as the bank is like, you know, 10 or 12 feet high or something like that. You could build a little quarter pipe and kind of use it as like a mega ramp to like launch vertically and then land into the bank. So you don't have to be as precise. And I feel like it wouldn't necessarily be that hard as long as you built it properly and iced it in, and you could actually like kind of do vert tricks on a snow skate, which nobody's really seen before. So go build one. If you're listening to this and you're stoked on that idea, it'd be so sick.
Go ahead. I was gonna call you guys out, and I'm gonna be a skateboard police here for a second. I feel like we can't call it vert. We can't call it vert. It's transition. Vert is like, because any kind of pool skater watching this or listening is gonna be like, dude, shut the fuck up. Like, that shit ain't. Vert is when it goes up past, you know. So just I'm gonna be that guy to call it out real quick so we don't get slammed.
That is a fair point.
Sorry.
Kind of vert trick. Actually a vert trick.
Please.
Alan and Bjorn skating under that bridge in the Jux documentary in True Color. That truly was vert. That was 90 degrees. Mm-hmm.
I would even say, before you started saying that, I thought you were going to say Alan's like hand plant stuff where he's literally like upside down. I would call that vert. Yeah, in my opinion. I mean, it's a hand plant.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we can't talk about vert or transition skating without Raph talking about actually skating a mini pipe on a snow skate last season. Yeah, that was insane. I think that was the first Raph clip I ever saw, and he was just on a snow skate on a mini pipe, perfectly iced over, and actually like skating it going back and forth. That clip is still insane. Nobody had done that. Nobody has done that since. I doubt people really will. It's just asking for a concussion, but it was amazing.
It's also unfortunately the only way you'll ever be able to like pump back and forth though on a mini pipe is if it's glare ice, unfortunately.
Right.
Which is why you don't see a lot of transition skating in snow skating, is because it's really not designed for it, unfortunately. I'm not saying you can't get down on a quarter pipe and stuff like that, but I mean, you're not going to go to Burnside and fucking skate some pool coping, you know, unfortunately. I'd love to see it, but
not conducive for that sort of thing. But if you could find a way to make it work, we're trying to see it.
Yeah, true.
Pizza Polly, I gotta call him out. I mean, he's still kind of under the radar at this point, but he is an amazing skater. I mean, he's getting more attention and it's well deserved. I mean, he got reposted by the Barracks a couple times, which is, you know, cool. He did that kickflip backflip on that skate park flat bar, which was incredible.
I have something to say about that.
Yeah, please.
So I was there that day when he did that, and this was their first snow in Detroit. I was visiting for New Year's, but it was their first snow, and everyone's all hyped up. You know, I'm with like a couple other homies that snow skate in the area, and we're just hyped to go snow skating all day. And then we get there, and it's like that fresh snow that's too warm. It packs down. You can't track at all on it. It's just awful. And for me, I've already been snow skating for about a month at this point because I live up here 7 hours north, and I'm used to good snow. Snow's there, and they all want to try to snow skate, and then like, it was just like, I was just like over it. I was like, dude, I'm not even going to snow skate. It probably kind of showed up a little bit late to the session. We're all just kind of like, yeah, it's not good, man. Like, we should probably just kind of get going home. You know, it's like, I'm just like trying to end things because I'm so over it. And then Pete's like, kind of just start skating a little bit, you know? And I'm just like, he's going to realize like in 2 seconds how bad it is. But nope, instead he kickflip back, lip the down rail, and then he nollie trade a force there. And I was like, these are the worst conditions I've ridden in all year, hands down. And if he's able to ride up to a stair set nollie, like, it just speaks so much about how good he really is. And in that moment, I even texted Blay. I was like, we need to get this kid a filmer. Like, I think he has a lot to prove in snow skating and a lot to offer. I mean, he's really, really good. So that's just a testament to really how skilled he is.
Yeah, that's incredible. I had no idea. I didn't realize or understand that conditions were bad during that edit. I was just like, this is amazing skating. Like, nollie tray and kickflip back lip. Like, nobody really does that. And in terrible conditions to boot, that's incredible.
I mean, I could barely even like board slide that down rail. I was like afraid to the one he kickflip back lipped. So maybe he deserves a board and I don't. I don't know. But I'm just saying, like, any of us that day would have been like a different day. Like, this isn't going to work today.
Wow. Man, shout out to that guy.
Yeah.
And then Gordo Head, Stephen Pestalozzi out of Duluth, Minnesota. I've skated with him once last year. He is just as good in person as he comes across in his edits. His edits are few and far between. Every once in a while, he'll go out snow skating maybe a couple times a year. And every time he does and happens to film, it's amazing content. So I hope he can make it out more. I hope he can keep posting content because that dude rips.
Yeah.
And he may have a trick or two that might sneak into Bleached. I'm not sure.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I love to hear that.
So yeah, hopefully.
Oh,
we'll see. Yeah.
I'm a big advocate of that guy. I don't know if he ever knows he's talking to me on the Ambition, Instagram once again, but I remember last time he sent a clip. It was like a drop down right on 50, which is right up my alley. And all I said was, oh, fuck yeah. He's probably like, wow, this is really professional. Or I was just like, oh, fuck yeah, I love this. That Andrew, dude rules.
Yeah, he's so good.
Also, Andrew, sorry, I was gonna keep talking about that dude because I'm just a huge fan. For me, it's the style once again. That dude has extremely proper style, and I don't know if he's new to snow skating because you actually know him. Because last year was when he came onto my radar, and he like was hitting that handrail in Duluth that we all know of, like that 8 or 9 stair rail.
The 9 stair, yeah.
And I was like, is this dude's first time snow skating? Because he's lip sliding a handrail, which if you're again a snow skater, you know that's a really, really risky trick on a snow skate, is lip slide on a fucking handrail.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah, I don't know how long he's been snow skating, honestly. Like, he's been like a staple of the Duluth, Minnesota skate scene for as long as I can remember. Like, he's always just killed it there. But yeah, as far as what he did in the winter, I really have no idea.
Well, I hope he can get out as much as he can. I know you were saying earlier, you know, he's kind of like a family man, so it can be difficult to get out. So I really hope we keep seeing more of them.
Yep, he's busy. He's doing his adult thing, but whenever he can get out and ride, yeah, he kills it.
He looks good doing it. All right.
Andrew, you had a couple of groups of people that you wanted to call out. You kind of put these into these under the radar, up and coming guys into different buckets.
Yeah, I was thinking about this, about how it would be good for listeners to, if you're just looking for some people to follow with your certain interests in snow skating, I kind of put together these little groups just based on who I follow. Some of them you might have seen through Ambition Army, some of you might not have. But kind of starting out in Eastern Europe, Russia, I've got two guys that I follow. Igor Prodko.
I always thought it was Prihodko because I knew Prihodko. A kid that had that last name at my school, but I don't know. Interesting.
Could be.
Yeah, we don't speak Russian. Sorry, everyone.
Spasifa.
Big surprise.
Sorry. But yeah, I mean, he's got a good style. He's doing a lot of stairs. He's a skater. So, I mean, I don't know if I'd seen this frequently, but just a couple weeks ago, he just had a clip of a wall ride. I don't know if you saw that. He came down on a wall on
that.
The set. That was pretty cool. A lot of no comply rail stuff too. I like that. And then Dmitry Vardalago, good press work. And I just honestly, it's fun to watch people snow skate in other countries. I really like their style. Both super fun. Both pick good spots. The next little bucket I'm working on is what the hell is going on in Scandinavia. I see a lot of I see a lot of clips come out of there, and I just wish that they could get it together and like get a video to just highlight all these guys. The one I would want to call out from Norway, he had that clip, I think it was on Ambition Army and a few others, Evan Larsen, Kommer från Norge. They had this like group session. It was like maybe like a 50 or 60 foot long rail, and they were just all crushing it. It was pretty sick. I don't know if you saw that. I mean, it's low, but it was like really fun. It looked like a really fun sesh. So shout out his account. And then Snowskate Sweden is another really fun one to follow. Yep. They just kind of aggregate clips out of the Scandinavian countries.
I feel like a lot of that area right now is kind of popping off with snow skaters, because even aside from the Evan dude that you just highlighted for a second there, who did that long rail, there's a bunch of other dudes within, I think they're like, they probably know him, maybe it's within his crew, but they're all like going, there's some good clips coming out of there. And I noticed they ride a lot of the same obstacles. So whether they're friends or not, I don't know, but just kind of goes to show, like you said, I wish they could maybe pull together and like really get some of these clips. I think everyone, I'm sure, knows Deeds. He goes by Deeds. He's a pro for Enjoy.
Yeah.
Diedrich is his actual name. I think he's from Norway because he was snow skating earlier this year. Yeah. And we're gonna get a board out to him next season once we get more made. But man, he said it was his first time doing it, and he like 50'd a handrail. Again, that's if you know, that's really insane. I mean, he's an amazing skateboarder, so it's not super surprising, but it's still. You know, you watch a talented skater get on a snow skate, you don't know what the outcome's about to be. It's either like they'll just be a natural, or it's sometimes like the complete opposite.
Yeah, so, totally.
He seemed to handle it pretty well, though.
Yeah, Carsten Kleppen, too. He's been.
Oh, there we go. That's who I'm thinking of, too. Carsten, man. Swedish, right? Love him. Yeah, he's a Scandinavian dude, too. That guy rules.
Yeah, I mean, they're about the same latitude as us up here in the upper Midwest. They get good snow. I see no reason why there shouldn't be a greater scene in the Scandinavian countries. So
amazing architecture too, and love Norway and Sweden, it looks like.
Yeah, absolutely. Seems like they're more chill too. I don't imagine them getting kicked out of spots. If you know their perspective on like public land in the Scandinavian countries is really interesting.
Hopefully they use less salt too.
Yeah, maybe.
I think we'll see those areas growing a lot with snow skating, because if you have people like Deeds and Karsten, like the people you're watching already as skateboarders, you're seeing them snow skate, that's a good like person to follow and set an example. So I'm thinking we're going to see a lot more from those areas.
Yeah, absolutely. 100% want to see it. Would love to see just a Norway, Sweden, Finland, Denmark edit. That'd be awesome.
Agreed.
But yeah, So that's just some accounts to follow if you're into that. Kind of moving on to some fringe Quebecers that I wanted to talk
under
about.
Under the radar Quebecers.
Yeah, for sure. So PLO Stees. Je suis désolé, my French is not very good. I will try, but is Guillaume Plouf. And yeah, the other one I can do, Jimmy Turcotte. Some good accounts. Jimmy's account's really interesting because he's kind of a anomaly where, like, I'd say the majority of his channel is just snow skating, which is really cool because
for sure.
I think a lot of other people are coming at it from like skateboarding or snowboarding or something, so it's kind of mixed. But you know, his account's just snow skating. I'm like, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I've really been enjoying his footage, and that's no pun intended because his Instagram handle is enjoyer_00, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he kills it.
Yeah, and then Guillaume, you know, his spot selection too. He's like, he's doing some pretty good stuff in skate parks, and I see some of his street stuff coming. Like he just had a clip a little bit ago on a big kind of downward C ledge that looked really fun. He got a lot of good tricks on there.
Cool. Yeah. I guess that's really a cool spot. Like famous Montreal spot is what Alex had told me. Cause when I showed him that, I like sent that clip his way. He's like, yo, yeah, make sure we like repost that. Cause like a lot of Montreal dudes will recognize that spot. I was like, all right, sure.
Yeah.
I really like that. He like front Smith around it. I posted that on the Ambition Army too.
Oh yeah.
That was wild. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Some other fringe people in the scene, some Michiganders. So yeah, Killer Corey on, Instagram, Corey Pilaros. Yeah, he runs a lot with, I don't think he's a UP rider. I think he's a...
No, he's Traverse City.
He's Traverse City, that's right.
Yeah, so Northern Downstate. Shout out to those guys.
Yeah, yeah, definitely in that kind of mix. It's a good account that I do follow.
Yeah, those guys are motivated too. I mean, they seem to be out in the streets just getting footage as seemingly as much as they can. Sick.
Yeah, they have a cool little crew. I really like Andrew Fallberg. I'm a fan of him.
Yeah, definitely.
He's been in the game for a while, though. I mean, he used to ride for Icon and stuff, so.
Yeah,
him and Corey have been around, they're sick. Give them a follow.
Yeah, definitely love seeing stuff come out of Michigan. Again, it's a really great place to really good snow, really good conditions year round. I feel like there's a always a good contingent. So like if you're living in that area and you're looking for guys to you want to kind of follow and keep on what's going on in your snow skate scene, I'd say there's a lot of people in Michigan that are doing it. Nick Moran, I want to shout out to. Another guy from Michigan. Let's see. And then who's next on my list? Oh. I mean, I guess we'll kind of skip this one and shout out some female snow skaters that feel like we talk about the same few every time because they're just so dope. But Nessa Darps on Instagram for sure, putting out some good clips, just had a good clip on like on an S rail that was really cool. And then, of course, Cece and Lisa Fowler. I actually wanted to find CC's handle because I don't. CC Dirtface.
CC.Dirtface,
.Dirtface. Mm-hmm.
Used to be Hotcake, I think.
Yeah.
She's always changing her. Yeah, it usually stays as CC, but then like the adjective, whatever the next suffix word is. Whatever, always, always like seems to change depending on what it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she always kills it when we can get her out. Like I think I said this in the last one, but she moved a little farther away from us now, so it's sometimes a little harder to get her out on the sessions. But she'll have some clips in the new Ambition video, so people can be on the lookout for that.
Nice. Yep.
Hell yeah.
And then, yeah, Park Builders was the last thing I wanted to talk about. If you're like me, I like to I like having the convenience of skating at my house, so kind of a good place to work on stuff. So I kind of wanted to shout out some people. Up here in Minnesota, probably one of the best parks I've ever skated, Chase Fernstrom. Me and Eric were just out there last week.
Incredible. So
And I actually wanted to talk about his technique because I was talking about it. And I just think it's so interesting what he does to get a good pack for his snow. Is he said when it first snows, he goes out with his snowshoes and he walks square foot per yard back and forth to pack it down two ways.
Amazing.
Like mowing the lawn. But made such a difference, though. It was like, honestly, in terms of like tracking, like my style is like, I mean, his park setup is it's really important that he does that. But for me, it's like, I've always just kind of been like, you know, you kind of groom where your trail is going into the feature and then just don't worry about the rest. But I would follow him, Chase Furniture, on Instagram if you want to see. He is the amount of effort that he puts in. Everything's got to drop in. Everything's groomed. He's painting edges like at a resort. That,
how yeah, they would red do and it. Blue it's lines. Amazing. It's incredible. Yeah. He switches it up every year, so he has different features.
Yeah. Like,
it is just, I mean, it's, I'm stoked to get invited to go out and skate there, and I have so much fun every time I do. I mean, shout out to Chase, shout out to that park. It is absolutely incredible.
That park catches my attention, and I'm a very, as you guys know, like a spot oriented snow skater. Like I spend year round looking at skate spots. That's like what I like to watch. I can respect a good park, you know, like this Magical Retreat's incredible, but this one is, I was amazed by it. Honestly, like I would drive out there just to skate this park, which I wouldn't really say about like any other park.
It's the closest snow skate park to a skate park that I've ever seen. And that includes Midwest, like Phil's like at the retreat. Granted, that's a little bit different out there. Like it's all in the woods and it's more natural features and built into the landscape and stuff. And obviously amazing in its own right. So much fun to skate too. But I mean, grooming wise, it's pristine. It's incredible. It's like if you ever snowboarded or skied, it's like the first run down the mountain in your park or whatever, but it's for snow skating. Like that doesn't exist anywhere else. It's so sick.
A lot of respect to that guy. Also, his commitment to not only the park, but snow skating. That dude, it'll be like, I get 15 out today, but I had to get a session in. I'm like, oh my God, you're nuts.
Yeah, Guy Riff's really doing good work. The lighting, too. I think that's another thing we don't talk about.
It's so funny. The first time I went there last year, we drive up on a highway. And I had never been there before. I didn't know what I was looking for, but he like lives on the side of this field and we're on this highway and I'm kind of like looking around just to see where we're at. And, you know, he's out in the suburbs, hadn't been up to that zone. And I just see this big, just like light pollution zone of just this, it's just lit up like a light bulb, like this one like slot of property. I was like, oh, that's must be Chase's park. And sure enough, it was like his neighbors are probably just bummed, but oh, it's incredible. It's like skating in the daytime.
It makes winter so much easier too because it gets dark so early and then it's just like you go there and you like it doesn't even faze you. It's so great.
Totally. And I want to touch on his snow skate setup too, because he has a unique snow skate setup like I haven't seen anybody else, and I wouldn't necessarily recommend it for other people, but it works for him and he obviously kills it. I mean, go to his Instagram, watch his footage. I mean, he's killing it. But he wears rock climbing shoes. They look like NFL cleats. And granted, I don't know anything about rock climbing, but it's like these big, like things that extrude from the bottom of the sole. He uses more grip than most people do. And then he has, crab grab strips on the tail, like a snowboard stomp pad on the very tip for extra grip. And like looking at all of those things together, like you wouldn't necessarily expect that that would work. But he found a setup that works for him. He has it dialed in, and obviously he's killing it with that setup. So,
that's surprising.
Yeah.
How he can do so many flip tricks.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. You'd think, like, you know, we complain about, you know, skate high MTEs or whatever and tundra grip and boards flinging out 12 feet in front of us or whatever. You know, I couldn't do a kickflip with that setup. And, you know, he does whatever he wants in rock climbing shoes and crab grab and extra grip, you know? So it just goes to show that, yeah, there are some things that are recommended and that a lot of people do. But if you find something that works for you, run it, do it, experiment a little bit, mess around with an old setup, throw some different material on a board and, you know, throw some stuff at the wall, see if it sticks.
Yeah. And I want to clarify too. I think they're more like a trail running. They're like a winterized trail running shoe. I'm not really sure. Cause like, yeah, I've never seen anyone do it, but yeah, it's, I guess kind of a good fit.
I mean, I look at them and I'm like, I could see an NFL player wearing those things. It's crazy, but yeah, it works for them.
Imagine running on slippery conditions. He's probably all set. Like I complain about how when I'm running up to something, if it's icy, you know, I'm bringing a flamethrower at every session. Maybe he just his cleats just grip right in. We're just calling them cleats now. I'm sorry.
I wanted to touch on two other people I follow that kind of do some, so that'd be, Chase would be probably more on the professional end of park building, of like pushing it to these extents. I like also people like Parker that are like coming up with like creative new things, like, like that, Andrew Wicklund, someone I started following, made a, like a three stair out of a pallets. So just stacked them up and then has two hubbas. So I thought that was a really good use of, just found materials, again, saving money on potentially making something in your yard. So that's a good one to follow if you want to see how he did that. And then the other one we wanted to talk about was Justin MFS. Yeah, kind of a really interesting, obviously a sick rider, but also the probably more than any snow skater I've seen, the use of natural features and materials. Mm-hmm. Like big snow jumps, you know, big tray flips, big, big gaps, just made out of like snow, kind of in more of a mountainy, foresty area. So definitely like kind of three different flavors of park building that I like to see, and kind of keeps me on my toes seeing what they produce next. So
totally. Yeah, just the ability to pop off of snow lips is just amazing. Like, I don't get it. Andy Berman does it amazing. Alan does it really, really good too. I don't get it. Like, I need a piece of plywood or I need to pop off something firm. Like, that does not work at all for me in my skating. And those guys just handle it. It's amazing. Like, seeing Andy Berman just three flip off of like a snow kicker, I'm like, it doesn't even make sense to me. But for some people, it works.
Yeah, I was going to bring up with Justin too, not that we really ever talk about bi-decking too much on this show, but I think he deserves a little, a lot of praise for the stuff he does on a bi-deck. I mean, if he can do it on a single deck, he can probably do it on a bi-deck. He's like Andy Berman, you know? Yeah. I think about them similarly where I'm just like, how do they flip these boards around? You could do like nollie stuff on a bi-deck.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, that dude's insane.
That's something too, where like I think a lot of people are kind of behind on where bi-deck technology is, but like I skated at Midwest last year or the year before, I think one of Alan's like prototypes, and like, I don't know what they're doing now, but they're just so much more stable. And like, I felt so much more comfortable on them now. I don't know. It's maybe something I gotta start trying more. And, but yeah, it's awesome to see people like that push the sport. And like, I definitely want to, want the best for bi-deckers out there. Shout out to bi-decking.
It's hard.
Zach and I over here like, I don't know for sure.
No, you're the bi-deck hater, not me. I know.
I don't actually hate bi-decking. Bi-decking's fun. I absolutely respect it.
But I'll tell you, hands down, my favorite bi-deckers are single deckers because they're the best. Sorry. It's not my fault. It's not my fault that Alan, Andy, and Justin are the best bi-deckers.
Yeah, when those guys are in, it's not a fair fight.
They're also single deckers. Anyways.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's keep moving on. Let's drop for a quick Zoom break here, and let's come back for a trivia section and some listener questions. All right, we are back, ready for a little trivia. Andrew, you've been keeping a episode over episode score. Where are we at?
Well, Eric is actually currently beating me. If you'll remember the first round, you had 7 points, I had six. The last round, I did not do good. I had one, and you had three.
Okay.
And we have yet to get Zach on anything.
Yeah, that coming, pending, DVD. And he's going to destroy us. But
today, I made a question today, and I almost couldn't answer it. I like came up with it, but I couldn't remember the dude's name. And then I was like, where do I draw the line? If I don't know how to answer it, can I really ask them it? And it took me like 30, 40 seconds. I was like, oh, there it is. I'm like, I can ask it now if I know it.
Okay, so we're going to get wrecked today. Sick.
Cool. Wait, what's the total score?
That would put Eric at 10, and that would put me at 7.
Okay.
10-7. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, I'm ready to kick things off when you guys are.
Cool. We have an extended trivia section this episode too. We have 10 questions instead of 5, right?
Yep. Correct. Yeah. I added some more today. And during that process, I came to the realization that My perception of how difficult these are is just so skewed, I think, and just biased, which is unfortunate. Because like, there's times where like I'll ask, like I've noticed this in the last two episodes, where I'll ask a question that I would consider easy, and you guys are just like, "Wait, what the fuck?" So although I'm going to try to once again ask them from easiest to hardest, I don't know. I'm starting to. I'm just trying to be self-aware. I'm realizing that maybe these just don't fucking have any consistency to them, and I'm sorry. And without that being, with that being said, let's just fucking run it. All right. Cool. The first question of the evening. So first seen in the Quebecer full length videos, this snow skater would continue on to ride for ambition and star in quite a few of their videos. Now, actually, there could be two answers for this, but I'm looking for one main person. But if you guys come up with the other one somehow, who's not as known, but could still, the same thing could apply to him, kind of, except for the last part about quite a few videos, I'll still give you credit for it. But yeah, again, first seen in the Quebecers full-length videos, this snow skater would continue on to ride for ambition and be featured in quite a few of their videos. I know we were doing I know we were doing a timer yeah. before, but I don't know.
I got one. And I think I know who this is, but I remember their Instagram handle, not their name. So that's bad. All right. Ready, Eric? What'd you get?
Josh Siggy.
Yeah, Siggy. I was going to say. I wrote Stefani.
No, he's not a Quebecer. He's from Vermont.
Ah, fuck. I was going to say Booster Fun.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Which should be Joe Shiggy, but I forgot.
Yeah.
I forgot.
We blew it, didn't we, Zach?
No, dude. I mean, your answer's right, Eric, but I didn't even have that. It slipped right past me. Who I'm thinking of is Robbie. Robbie Gobeil.
Okay. Yeah, that is a logical answer.
Yes, but no. So was Sige. I'm just dumb. You're totally right. I mean, it 100% applies to the question through and through, and he was in quite a few videos. So
that was like, that totally... that's the only ambition guy that I can think of. I mean, Roby Gobeil, I should have gotten that, but...
But when I was saying...
yeah, who's the other guy?
I'm actually not going to say it, because I'm going to use him later on for a different question than with different things applying to him. But there's someone else who could apply to those same things along the lines of how Josh just applied, and I didn't realize it.
Gotcha.
So... I would, I'm definitely going to give Eric a point on that one.
Dang, I got a point out of nowhere. Cool.
Well, for my ignorance, I mean, I was wrong. You stumped me. I just didn't realize.
It's like that old ESPN show, Stump the Schwab. Did you guys ever see that?
Yes. Yeah. I've seen it.
You are the Schwab of snow skating, Zach.
Wow, what a time to be alive. All right.
Yeah, just don't act like that, guy. Continue. Question two.
All right, on to the next. Name... at least two snowboarding companies that have made snow skates in the past or even currently. If you want to add more, go for it, but looking for at least two. The most I could come up with on my own was five.
This is, I have a slightly questionable answer here, Zach. So we'll have to see what you think of this.
I mean, the more you put down, the better. But if you have one of them wrong, I don't know. How would we play that? If you gave me three, but two were right, I would give it to you, I guess.
Well, I think from the first episode, because I had seven and I don't remember what Andrew had, we were counting multiple choices as a point each.
Multiple choice.
Yeah, that's I think how we
or like give more than it. One answer type of thing.
Yeah, these would each be worth a point. These would each be worth a point depending on how many.
Okay. However you're scoring it, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, Zach, you really should be the guy keeping score episode over episode.
I was really just I thought about them as like an episode by episode basis of like, oh well, tonight Andrew won tonight's episode or the guest won it or whatever, but I guess I didn't realize we were doing like a cumulative or
I hadn't thought of it either, but I love that idea. I think you should run with that, cool. Zach. And it makes sense for you to do it because you're the guy dishing out the questions.
Well, maybe I start doing it from here on out. Maybe I don't. But next season, I'll start doing it. Right now, Andy's got a good grasp on it. I don't know. He's keeping track right now.
Yeah.
All right. I wrote down five.
Oh, shit.
I think I don't know. And I some of them I'm hazy because I can't remember if they actually did it. But I... do you want to go first, Eric, or do you want me to?
Yeah, mine's simpler. I had Burton and LibTech.
Correct.
And LibTech, because that was a... I don't know if they ever made single decks. Yeah, they made Bidex, which is... I don't know if that applies, but...
No, it does. I should have specified. I said Snowskate. I meant Bidex definitely, too.
Okay, mm-hmm. Cool.
So, yeah, but that's correct. I had those two down as well. Also, just for clarification, I think we should only be able to... Like, if you have five answers and five of them are right, I think you should only get 2 points.
Wait, why 2 points?
Well, I said name at least two. I was only looking for
okay.
two.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Because
this is
what I consider an easy... I'm in the easy category right
gotcha.
Now.
Yep,
so that's why sense. If I want to be like, hey, name a fuck ton, that's why I was like, we should only do two.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Andrew.
Yeah, I had Burton. Fortress. I don't know if that's a snowboard company.
I don't think it is. Fortress was also...
Was that the Burton parent company to that made...
Oh.
Snow skates? I can't remember.
It was like an offshoot sister brand, look. Like a girl and chocolate type of thing.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I can't remember though. Again, this is like 10 years ago. And then I had Volcom New and K2. I feel like really early, or maybe it was Salt. It's so hard to remember because I feel like everyone tried to like reinvent the wheel when Premiere was around every year, and you'd see
yeah.
All these just atrocious, like, yeah.
Yeah, well, you definitely had two. I can confirm that, because I also had New or GNU. Yeah. I don't know how to really pronounce mm-hmm. it. They made some boards.
Okay,
Burton obviously did, too. LibTech, like Eric had mentioned. And the other two I came up with that I realized were Lamar and Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. I would have said, I forgot about Lamar, but Santa Cruz, do they do snowboards? They're a snowboard company.
Oh yeah,
they do.
Yep.
I looked. Oh, I actually had to look that one up to confirm it earlier, but they definitely do.
All right. Cool. Well, whatever works for them.
Nailed it.
All right.
And Andrew, are you keeping score for us tonight?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, cool.
So you picked up 2 points there, and I picked up 2 points on that one too.
Because I'm not keeping score in mine.
All right. On to the next. This one in my head, once again, super easy. And maybe this one's also unfair because I don't know. I don't even want to divulge too much information. Okay, let's just get into it. This was the first Ambition video that took longer than one season to film.
I don't like this one, Zach.
See, I was about to say some more information, and I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to put any ideas in anyone's head. It might
like it one bit.
Too easy.
You got an answer?
Yeah, but I don't like it.
I love this. Good. Fuck yeah. Because this is under the easy category. I was thinking in my head, I'm like, this one's just going to be way too easy.
Are you good on your end, Andrew?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. I said Sava, but I think True Color was filmed in more than one year.
Yeah, I put True Color.
You put True Color, Andy?
Yeah.
It's Sava. True Color was just 08-09.
It was really.
Yep,
it was just one year of footage for
it was.
Everyone.
Yeah, standards were lower.
Wow.
Really? Huh.
Maybe they grabbed. Know. I'd have to rewatch it, and maybe then I could. They may have grabbed a clip or two from older seasons, but I don't even think they did that. I think it's all just one year.
45 minutes after this podcast being released, Blay will message all of us and tell us the answer.
He somehow knows we talked about it.
I will, yes. I will take a point if that is the case. I will take a point on that. I will pick that up.
I'm like 90% sure that that's definitely a one-year video. And I don't think they even used any scraps, as far as I know.
Okay.
Any leftover stuff. Like, I think everything was literally filmed in that year.
Okay.
All right. Here's a good one. I like this one because it seems easier than... It should be, but it's kind of hard. It took me a second. So this question, now we're falling into the what I would consider the medium category, but we all know that's just bullshit now. Name a skater that has had both a pro model snow skate and a pro model skateboard deck.
Yeah, I think I got it.
Josh Oakes. Rick.
Yeah. I had Dave.
Dave is not a pro. He's an am still. He's never had a pro skateboard as far as I know. But Josh, dude, that one slipped my mind. All I could think of was Cardiel at the time.
Oh, yeah.
My answers are Josh and John, but it took me a second to come up with Josh. I was like, who the fuck even has one? Because I was really only thinking of like old Premier riders.
Sure.
Fair. Eric got one on there.
Yeah, man. Unless there's more, those are only two I could come up with. I would love to hear if there's something I'm missing here from the old Premier days, but I tried to do a background check on that, and I could still only come up with Josh and John Cardiel. So, all right, moving forward, staying within the medium guidelines, if you will. What was the name of the last Quebecers full-length video?
Oh, my God. I, just watched it on your channel.
Taking a guess on this one.
All right.
I don't think I'm right. Sabon?
Dude, quit answering before Andrew's done.
No, I already had it. I had Enjoy the View.
It is Sabon.
Really? Oh, yeah. Wow. That was the last one they made. I didn't think. I thought that was like 2004.
Eric, I hate to admit it, man, but you always surprise me in this game. I always think the ones you would never get, you end up getting. Honestly, I'm kind of
surprised. That was a shot in the dark. I didn't think that was the last one, but I'll take it.
Just to go off of what I said earlier, that's one I thought you would know for sure easily for whatever reason, but the other ones would be harder for you, but it just shows how wrong I am again.
I was talking to, I got to give a shout out to Corey Prescott. He messaged me, said that he was stoked in the podcast and that he does the quiz along, with us this year, which is so sick. And you got 100% on the last one. I think, Andrew, you said we got 3-1 or something like that.
Yeah, we did not do good.
How much we know.
We didn't do good the last week. You're doing really good. You're 6 points in 5 questions.
I am very surprised, but I'll take it. My point with, I wanted to give a shout out to Corey too, but what I told him is anything after 2009, I'm like, all right, I'm probably all right. But anything before that is no bueno. Yeah. That's before my time.
Was Enjoy the View, was that a Quebecers movie?
No, that's Matt Plays' video.
Oh yeah. My god,
retrospect.
It's a retrospect film. Yes, which we've talked about on this podcast before.
I think I probably had that answer last week too. It's just like
too much time between the podcast
episodes. I go on your channel. I try to mind castle your YouTube channel so I can remember all the titles of things.
Yes. All right. To keep the Quebec flow going, I'm gonna pitch another question regarding the Quebec scene. So this beloved crew from Quebec was known for putting out video montages full of antics and half lands. I already hate this question. Just because
this is the easiest question you've given me. That
exactly. That's why I was like,
Eric's got it. I know.
You got
Eric's
it too, got Andrew. It.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. Awkward.
Yeah, that's what I had.
The biggest shouts out to Awkward.
Yep. The best. Given scene. Yeah, I think we big up them from time and time again on this podcast. But if you haven't checked out the awkward videos, they're just a good time. AKWD for reference or for searching purposes.
Yep. They'll be under Lerabot, Lerabot's YouTube channel.
Correct.
All his full lengths are there. And I think you ripped them too, right, Zach? They're on your channel too?
I ripped only the ones I could, because there was one that was a bonus on True Color that when I was ripping that DVD to put it on, I also wanted to upload that montage.
Okay, but the last three or four are there.
Yep.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Oh, moving forward. All right, Premier introduced this line of plastic snow skates in the early 2000s and continued making them for years to come. If that's a little too vague, I can provide a little more of a hint I have written for a second part of this.
I think you might need to.
Okay.
A little dicey.
Okay, yeah. I will, because I feel like that's a little vague. So again, Premier introduced this line of plastic snow skates in the early 2000s. They made them for years to come. Hell, they might even still be making them right now. I'm not 100% sure about that. I don't even know if they're making Premiers anymore. But this plastic board was a bit wider than their previous ones. this line of plastic models.
I don't like this one, Zach.
Yeah, I
just gave you awkward. Shut up.
Fair. I'm getting free points out here.
I don't know if this was a line though. It's the thing.
I don't.
What did you put, Eric? What did you put?
I put Fortress.
I don't know. I put Cyber Girls.
It is Fortress.
Oh my gosh!
And why a lot of people?
What a killer!
Because my first snow skate was a Fortress, and it was like 6.5 or 7 inches wide.
Are you sure?
Yeah, totally. It was one of the 2003. You remember I sent you that old Blay website of like snow skate reviews from 2004? My first snow skate was on there, and it was like, it wasn't the Danger Girl dimensions, but it was like 36 inches long, and it was probably like actually 7 inches wide in the center.
And it was still a Fortress?
Yeah, it was super flexible.
Really? Every Fortress I've ever seen says Fortress in big letters, and a lot of people think it's its own company even. They don't even know it's made by Premier, but it will sometimes say in small letters, like, by Premier Snow Skates. And every one I've ever ridden is always was a lot wider than some of those first Premier models.
And they were really stiff, right? They were firm?
They weren't stiff. Okay. They were flexy. They sucked, but...
Okay, so the one that I had was 2003, 2004, and they had, like... it was green and it had like a snake on the top. And then my buddy David had a gray one and it had like a dog or something on the top of it.
Those were wide, man.
No, they weren't.
I know what model you're talking about, and they're a bit wider. They're at least like 8 compared to like they used to make like 7s and 8 and 6.5 and stuff.
I don't know, man.
7.5. All right, you have to send me a photo after this.
Yeah, we'll have to look this up after and settle this debate.
They had the peanut shape too. That was
peanut-shaped.
I have the technology. I'm going to look this up right now as you ask the next
question. Oh, yeah. The viewers, the ones that watch the show, are really in for a treat.
Actually, when we first started the podcast, I remember Eric came over and we were just looking up randomly if we could even still find. And like, we found some online snowboard retailer that still had Danger Girls in stock. Do you remember that, Eric? And I was like, I got to buy this just to even see if they have it. Like,
that happened today with Eric and I sent it right. The first thing I did when I woke up this morning at like 8 o'clock is I just sent Eric someone who was selling Vans ICOs from like 10 years ago, but they had like an amount in stock. They had like different sizes, and it wasn't just like an eBay item or like a marketplace. It was a website with stocked ICOs and like, it was insane. Eric and I, the website was sketchy.
I don't think that. Yeah, those products don't actually exist. Don't try to buy those.
But what if they do? Listener's got to bite the bullet and go get a pair of them and let us know if it's real.
Sacrifice your credit card information, you know, subject yourself to identity fraud and let us know.
Just let us know. You know,
what could go wrong? Roll a dice.
We provide this service for you. It's the least you could do for us. Are you going to screen share? That's what I meant earlier when I was like, oh, the viewers are going to be in for a treat. I thought you were about to screen share and show us the graphic.
I got to do a deep dive.
Say good luck, man. And honestly,
hit archive.org to get some dimensions on this thing.
I'll hit up Blay after and see if I'm wrong here. All I remember is the majority of the Fortresses, or at least the ones I'd ever ridden and seen, were a lot bigger than the first Premier models in width.
This one was skinny, man. I don't know.
I know, I'm not calling you a liar. I just don't think you know what you're talking about. All right. So
I would like to point out right now, Eric has not gotten one wrong yet.
I know, this fucker.
I guessed on like 3 out of the 7 too.
Yeah. All right. Eric's about to get this one wrong, so it doesn't matter.
Probably.
All right. How many did I just ask? What are we on?
1, 8. 2. You're on 8.
Yep.
Cool. All right. We're on the right spot then. Okay. This European snow skater is credited with doing the first crooked grind on a handrail. Yeah. Suck on that, Eric.
You got me, Zach. You happy now?
Yes.
European snow skater.
All right.
I could even go as far as say I'm pretty sure he is Swedish.
Mm.
I got nothing.
That's right.
I wrote Taras, but
probably that's not a good guess. He did some of those, but
yeah,
it was before his time even.
Who was Swedish snow skater back Premier days? Like,
yep.
Oh my god.
Don't say it yet. Because no, I want to, if you do have it, I want to hear Eric try and get it.
No, I have nothing. I'm not going to
make it. You're not even going to try? Come on.
I cannot think of a European snow skater from before 2009.
Embarrass yourself a little. Come on.
Was it in?
I can't even come up with a guess.
Give me an era.
It's all good.
I think. Are you? Was it in? Turn It Out.
It was a little after that. A couple of years after.
It's like a. It's like a. Like a. It's got a name like Terrier, or it's got a Scandinavian name. I can't remember. Or Bjorn.
Oh, Haldor Helgason.
Who is it?
Was he?
Who was it?
It was Alex Hapamäki.
Okay.
I did know that name at least.
Shared a part with it, he shared a part with your boy Alan in White Contrast. It's in that part.
I should know better.
It's his last trick too. All right.
2009, man. Blown it.
Yeah. Just goes to show you weren't wrong about that. Okay. Here's the next one. We're in the hard category, by the way, now. I'm sure you could tell.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So this shoe / boot from Vans was marketed as the first snow skate footwear of its time. I can even go a bit further if you guys need, and I do have a hint for this one because I didn't know how hard it would be.
And I think I have it.
I think I know what it is, but I think there's one before what I think it is that I don't remember.
Actually,
I'll let you guys vote if you want the hint or not, because I don't think it's going to help either of you anyway.
All right.
In that case, I want it.
Give the hint.
Yeah.
There was an ad for it and Turn It Out.
Yeah. Okay. Then I know what it is.
Yeah. That might help you, Andrew. I should have said no.
Good. Andrew needs that. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to change my guess because I feel like this is too obvious, even though that's bit me in the ass before. All right.
So,
are you ready?
What do you got,
Eric? I love that Eric just changed his answer and got it wrong. I bet.
Anyway, I probably did. So I wrote down ICO and I changed it to Motley.
What do you got, Andy?
It's a Vans. It's ICOs, isn't it?
Oh, it's Motley.
Oh, damn it!
Oh my god!
No, I'm just rooting for Andrew so hard right now, and fuck.
I remember that ad so clearly too, and because I wanted those shoes so bad, and like
me
I
too.
Never got them.
Yeah, I wanted them so bad too.
So Zach, you shot yourself in the foot with that one, because if you wouldn't have sent me that sketchy website link this morning, the word Motley would not have been in my brain.
So that's why this question exists today, is because that's the whole reason why I was doing trivia questions this morning. I was thinking of them, and then I was like, was it the Motley for sure? So I was looking it up and I wanted to see a photo of it, and that's when I realized that they had them for sale. A shoe that's 17 years old for sale in stock with multiple sizes. And I was like, check out this website. Dude, fuck, I know. I wish I would have sent you that. And I was like, I knew that was going to
I don't know if I deserve a point for that one. Maybe like a half point or have that one taken away or something. I don't know.
Call it a draw. I don't care. Mm-hmm. All right, we're on to the last one. You guys can decide on what you feel like doing and what's equal. But all right, on to the last
one. Take that point away from me, Andrew. Take that point away.
I did send him a link this morning that I don't like. Yeah, that was not cool.
I would not.
I was hoping you wouldn't put it together.
Yeah.
Well, actually, to be fair, I sent you the ICO link, and then you went snooping around and found the Motleys on that website.
Well, the link was so fucked up, it didn't even work. I couldn't even see what you sent me. I was looking at other thumbnails and descriptions in the bottom of the page because it didn't even load.
And again, if you're listening, someone buy them, please. Just buy the fucking shoes for us.
I'm so curious.
Let's put your credit score at risk. It's cool.
Man, everyone's doing it. All right. all right, last question. Eric Schlicker's production company that they released snow skate videos under was named this. And again, if it is this hard, I can give you the hint of the one full-length video they did make.
Please. Please do.
Eric has to be...
Yeah, I'm down.
The video they made was called Don't Lose Your Composure.
I got nothing.
Sick.
Okay. Was it... I'm pulling this. I feel like I've seen that.
This is a hard one. Once.
I know.
This one's... I've had this one on the list for a long time. I've just been delaying saying it because I know it's hard.
Okay. I wrote down Radius.
Eric, do you have anything?
Nope.
Goes by AD Film Co., which stands for Another Day Film Co.
All right.
Yeah, it's a hard where one. That
came from.
That's a hard one.
Yeah, would not have gotten that one.
Yeah, it's before 2009.
You know what, though? I'm really glad they have a production company so they can get points on the back end even this far down the line. You know,
yeah.
You got to think ahead.
Yeah, I mean, that is a really hard one. I bet even Blay would have struggled with that one. Or he's listening right now. He's like, no, I wouldn't have, you fucker.
I'm at 100%, man. Why are you doing me dirty? All right, Andrew, where are we at score-wise?
Yeah, you finished up with 8. I finished up with 3. So
I deserve about 4 of those 8, but you know, I'll take them.
That's good. puts you up from let's see here. That's you're at 10, so now you're at 18. I am now at 10. So there you go. You're 8 points in front on the season. Anyone keeping home at score at home? Yeah, that's where we're at. Let us know if you like, if you're new to snow skating, this all sounds foreign. Maybe it gives you a little bit of insight to do some Google searches and really see what we've lived through as snow skaters.
Right. Snow skating. Yeah. And if Corey, if you're out there listening to this episode too, update us with your score and be honest. I'd be curious to see what you got on that last segment.
Very curious. Please do. Cool. Well, let's jump to some listener questions, but first let's take a Zoom break. All right, we're back for some listener questions. We got a handful of questions from accounts that, you know, Zach is associated with, and they're all related to penises. So I don't think we're going to answer any of those, unfortunately. Probably going to skip those over. You know, it would be some coincidence if that wasn't you, Zach. That'd be crazy.
Well, there's like 6 accounts. How would those all be me?
It's weird. You're just associated with all of them. Anyway, Let's answer some real questions. Damien LaFrance, favorite trick. I'm just going to interpret this as favorite trick for me personally, which would probably be shove tail. Not necessarily doing it. It's so much fun.
I'm done with this podcast.
God. Doing it, not filming.
Most illegal trick I've ever heard.
Oh, it's so much fun though. So much fun.
I would rather hear the penis questions. God.
Shove Taylor, fakie big spin.
Let's move to Andrew.
You know, I was thinking about the I'm going to give you 2 answers. I'll give you trick to do and then my favorite trick from a video. So my favorite trick to do is mid grind pop shove it. So it's like, I don't know what it is. It just like, as a skateboard, it like breaks all the laws of physics that you can do that. If you're like locked into a box on a board slide and you just do a quick little thing, it's something I've done. It's just always never not fun to me. Mm-hmm. And like you can be in mid box spin and then add a shove it onto, and just like all the variations you can do with box spins are just like some of my favorite things to do. I was thinking about this and interpreting this question another way, which would be favorite trick from a video, which I would think maybe this is something we'll talk about, but maybe it'd be fun to do like a top 10 of like favorite tricks and snow skate videos, something I was thinking about today.
That would be fun.
Yep. That's
I think for idea. Me, it's Phil Zender in True Color.
Yeah.
When he does the gap to the kink rail is just, I remember the first time I saw that on the live stream of True Color and just like my jaw dropped. And like every time I see that clip, it just like stands out to me. It's probably one of my favorite clips to watch, favorite tricks to see in snow skating. So.
Yeah, that's a monumental one. Mm-hmm. So my favorite trick is also pop shove tail grab, but only be. I'm just kidding.
Give me shit and then claim it right after. Come on.
Yeah, dude. No, my favorite trick is a board slide. That's it. Just board sliding a flat bar is my favorite thing in the world. It's the best feeling ever on a snow skate.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty fun. Fabian Fradel, do cold temps affect the deck in the long run? Can I leave it in the car overnight? I mean, I always do. I think grip would be your only minor concern if it's like super, super cold temperatures. The grip just not adhering as good the next time you go to ride it. But no real issues. I mean, I think once in a while, like if you're out for a session and your board gets iced up, like, yeah, you want to bring it inside and, you know, let it dry out, let all that stuff melt. But overall, I don't think there are really any dangers, none that I'm aware of. You guys know of any?
I keep mine in the car full time, unless, again, like you were just saying, I needed to thaw it out because there was so much snow on it or it was iced.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I keep mine in my, I keep all my boards in my car.
Yeah.
Yeah, I keep mine inside, but just because they like to live together and they like to touch each other in a little corner. So, yeah.
Fair.
I'm just lazy. They stay in my trunk. But yeah, no issues that I'm aware of. Midwest arrest. How do you fix / prevent a scrape bottom? So two-part question. Preventing it is, I mean, don't board slide concrete if you can avoid it. Like anything that's going to put any sort of damage in your board, just be aware of that. Like, I know I've said it on previous podcasts, but I mean, if you have the luxury of having more than one board, try to have one like street board or board that you can kind of mess up a little bit, and then one board for snow only, because that'll preserve the life of, you know, your good board for a lot longer. But if your board does get scratched, you can definitely scrape it with a razor blade from nose to tail. There's still a tutorial on the Ambition Snow Skates YouTube from like probably what, 8 or 9 years ago at this point, Matias, where he just kind of yells and insults you at the end of it and tells you not to wax and to scrape it. It's amazing. But yeah, just take a razor blade, scrape nose to tail, and yeah, simple as that.
Yeah. I wanted to add on to preventing is just about choosing your features. Like it's if you're, you know, in a park, like we were at Chase's last week and I was noticing he was trying something onto a box and he wasn't ollieing up onto it the right way, and I noticed I was doing that too, and I could see on the bottom where I was ollieing up and I was clipping the back of it and just making some little scrapes and dents, and I was like, oh, I just gotta pop, make sure I'm popping on properly. So
gotcha.
Yeah, you know, that preventative is a really interesting way to think about it, because it's all about selection and technique, really.
Totally.
Yep. And watch for rocks and gravel if you're skating street. I come across a lot of that. You know, if it's a spot in the summer that has a lot of gravel, keep that in mind when you're there in the winter, because that will fuck your board up. Do we want to talk about sanding? I just brought it up, so I don't know. Yeah, I know we've talked about it in the past.
With the usual disclaimer of, if you're going to sand a board, do it outside and make sure that you wear a dust mask, because we can't officially endorse this because, I mean, frankly, we and nobody else really knows what's in a snow skate base. And, you know, plastic dust with unknown chemicals in it is probably the last thing that you want in your lungs. And what effects could that have long term? I mean, nobody knows. So want to caution, if you do this, be incredibly careful with it. Take all the precautions that you can. That being said, if you take a belt sander and go nose from tail on a snow skate, start with like an 80 grit and then maybe go to 160 and then 320. I mean, you can go super fine. I don't know if it's, you know, necessary, but, you know, spend more time on the rougher grits and then, you know, polish it to whatever level you want. You can bring a board back actually from the dead. And yeah, it's not new, but it's about 95% of the way there. It's a pretty good method taking street boards back from the dead. But
yeah,
again, don't mess around with that sort of thing. Don't do it inside. Don't do it without wearing a mask. You know, take every precaution that you can.
Also, want to bring up the fact that if you do that, obviously it's going to wear down your base faster than you would with scraping.
Yes.
So the only downfall I've noticed from it, and I mean, this is a board I just sanded like 6 to 7 times this season already, because I've been using it as my backup shitty throw around, beat the shit out of board. But it will thin out the base. So that means that's going to lead to kind of like a more wishy-washy, or I notice it doesn't track as well when you're riding it. You might see that, but I will also say and agree with Eric that this thing will bring your board back from the dead, and it is the most effective method. And again, just to not be a broken record here, but yeah, take it seriously. Watch what you're doing when you do it. It probably could be hazardous. So,
yep. Yep. That's that question. We're going to skip that one. Said, how is the search for clips this year so far? You know, it's been a kind of a struggle from my end. How about you guys? I don't know. You know, you do what you can. Sometimes you get clips, sometimes you don't. I don't know.
What you see on Instagram is what you get from me this year. I'm not filming a part. So whatever's on Instagram is what I've been doing and what I've been up to.
Yeah. We'll see you next year.
I found good spots. I just need to go out and get it, but it's just been, we were talking about this earlier, it's just been kind of freeze and thaw. I've got some other stuff going on in my life. I've been really busy. So like when I do go out, it's mostly just been park sessions. But yeah, I have like one clip, I think.
Okay.
Maybe go for more.
What about you, Eric? Do you have any keepers? Do you, if you had to take a running total here.
From this year?
Yeah.
I have one keeper and it'll be in Bleach 3.
Oh, nice. Okay. You got it. You got, you snuck it in.
Not saving it. It's going into the video.
Sweet. Okay.
Yeah, that's it though. I've been trying. I sent you some footage, Zach, some clips that I didn't get, but we're trying.
Yeah.
We're doing our best. Yeah. Said, hopefully you're stacking clips.
Yes, please.
J.Heck. Why don't we see more backcountry / powder single deck snow skating bids? I don't think we're the right group to answer this question. I think the guys out west who snowboard and buy deck more are probably better guys to answer that question. Although, you know, guys like Phil and Alan will pow surf still in the Midwest. But yeah, right. That's a good question. I'm not really in tune with that scene. I don't know. And it's kind of different than the single deck snow skating that we tend to focus on. I'm sure it's out there, but I could not even point you in the right direction, honestly.
Is he insinuating, or is he like implying that you'd like to see it done with a single deck snow skate? I'm kind of confused by the question, because if that's the case, you might not see it just because these boards aren't that conducive to doing that sort of thing. If that's what you're asking, like, why don't we see this style on a single deck done? Sure. And it's probably just because it's really not manufactured for that purpose. So, you know,
yeah,
if you want to do, you know, some backcountry pow surf, you probably will use a pow surf.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah. Anything. Yeah. More than call it a foot of snow or more on a single deck, even if you have the biggest size, just not really work, not designed for that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
GGARNYS, T model with studded grip or pro model without studded grip? Really good question. And I would go T model with studded grip all day. I would never skate a board without any sort of grip on it. Even if it's a pro model with that little bit of concave, grip is that important to your setup. Never go without it. Zach, Andrew, thoughts?
I'd like Andrew to go first, cause I have actually a little bit to say on this one.
Okay.
Yeah, boy, that's like a really, you got to really kind of know what you're getting into on that one, because the team model, if those dimensions work for you, then great. If you're kind of, I'd go probably the studs too. I'd say it'd be worth it. It honestly, probably you'd have more fun if it was, you save the money on the team model, and if that enables you to buy the grip, then do it, because I think you'll enjoy it more than if you just had a team model, a pro model without it. That's what I would say.
Yeah, I agree. So yeah, my obvious answer is the same. Team model with studded grip, not even a question in my mind at all. The studded grip is crucial, as you guys just said. But so a question I've been seeing a lot, just to kind of bring in what I hear from other people, or just, you know, again, running the Instagram DMs on the ambition, a lot of people asking, like, how crucial is the concave? And I'd like to get your guys' opinion on this, because though I prefer it and I do love the feel of it, I personally don't think it helps me that much. Cause I mean, there was never a time where I noticed, oh, I can do these certain flip tricks on the pro board, but I can't do them on a flat deck team board. Like we used to also snow skate team boards, all three of us did, before even going to pro boards, because it was all that was available at the time. Totally. But I've never noticed a flip trick being easier, or I've never noticed a difference. You know, like if I went back down to a team board right now, I think I could still do all my same tricks with the same, you know, ease. Nothing's easy on a snow skate. I don't mean it like that, but it would feel like the same, I guess I could say. It would be the same process. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I would struggle with the dimensions. But
for sure, I mean, that aside, I prefer a pro board because I like that it doesn't allow for the toe drag with the concave. It helps prevent toe drag and heel drag. And because like you were just saying, I prefer it because I get the dimension I want. But the concave to me doesn't make a huge difference when it comes to flip tricks. I'm just noticing. But that's me.
I think it's really, a toe drag thing and a comfort thing. Like we did all the same tricks before we had concave, and now everybody rides concave. You know, some guys even ride double concave like Josh. I think that, you know, people prefer it. It works better. It's more comfortable, but is it necessary to do tricks? No.
Yeah. I would agree. I think I had like an 07 ambition T model that did not have concave, and I would still ride it from time to time. And yeah, like for whatever reason, it didn't help. But what it hurt was the toe drag. It hurts when you're trying to go into something and set up. I think the concave just kind of helps guide your feet, kind of helps know where you are and where you, to carry, kind of helps reinforce where you want to, you know, really hold your weight when you're on a snow skate, which I think is important. But yeah, I agree. I mean, you can definitely do it without it. I'm having a lot of fun skating my plastic right this year.
Yeah, those jibs are a lot of fun to skate. But yeah, I don't think it will necessarily affect your tricks, but it might affect your riding a little bit. Concave versus no concave.
I think a lot of the people, then when they ask this question, it's people who are probably new to snow skating. So they're in their head, they're probably only reference on it would be skateboarding, and they might favor a board with like a lot of concave, or they see how it affects their tricks. So going to a snow skate to them, it's probably like, well, why the hell would I ever get a board without concave? But really, and maybe this word is biased because we grew up with it and never noticed a huge difference. But yeah, I don't think it really affects flip tricks that much.
Yeah.
That's just my personal experience.
Yeah, no, I'd agree with you. NH Snow Skating has 6 questions. Let's rip through these. Gloves or mittens? I like mittens. Or
mittens.
Yeah. Mittens. Not even a question.
Yeah. All right. Front or back lip? Neither for me.
Front.
You guys?
To do or see?
I mean, I was answering not to do, so neither.
Okay.
To see, I mean, back lip, but.
Yeah. I slam really hard when I try back lips, but I did a couple the other day on a flat bar, and I love that trick on a skateboard, but I struggle with it on a snow skate. So to see back lip, to do front lip, maybe.
And a friendly reminder that Alan Gerlach back lipped a long 15 stair in 2011. I don't know if enough people remember that or think about that, but that was huge.
It was the ender of Skrill Clinton.
Yeah. Amazing trick. Are pajama pants illegal in snow skating? Yes.
Yep. Shut the fuck up, Eric.
Yeah, no, they're very illegal.
I'm sure I've already told that story before when the filming guide came out and Nick Stefani called me out. I probably told that on the podcast, right?
Oh yeah. Yep.
Okay, I don't have to say
it. So illegal. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I was wrong. I was wrong in my youth. I was dumb, naive, didn't know.
Kids do kid stuff, you know, it happens. Backside 360 body varial with an ollie. No question mark or anything with that question. I don't really know where he's going with that, but it's kind of cool. A little bit of a circus trick, but I don't know. I'd enjoy seeing it.
So he's talking about a back 360?
But
it'd be like that. I don't know if you were watching the X Games, but there was a skier who like was doing a trick and his skis just like came off and he was just going through the air like this with no skis. So I'm thinking he's thinking a body 360 and your snow skates here. I'd say I would love to see that.
That'd be so hard. I would spin a 360.
Like, I would like to see that just out of curiosity's sake, but I would never like to see one done seriously.
Oh, I would love to see it. If you could do it proper, that'd be incredible.
I would be impressed. I would still think it's whack.
It'd be kind of circusy, but I'd still be down. Play a game of flat ground skate already. That's hard on a snow skate. Off a kicker is more reasonable. I think that would be a cool little video or something to film, but
I'm down to do a game of skate with you guys. Come on, let's do it.
We could do that at Midwest, I think.
If we're all Phil's driveway or something.
Yeah, that'd be fun. We could have a live in person episode or something. I don't know.
Figure it out. Was it Justin Majeski? Who uploaded the that
Phil Smaggi, game
skate? Yeah,
Max Hilty and him, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was cool.
Isaac Hebert there, maybe he was there or something.
I think
too.
So.
It was just those three.
It was like 2008-ish. That was cool. I really enjoyed watching that.
What we could do that? We could do that on our channel. We only upload podcast episodes. We could upload some other stuff, right? We could do a game of skate between the three of us or something. That'd be fun. Man.
That would be fun. What are some flip trick NBDs? Ooh. I don't know. I didn't prepare for that.
Has anyone done 360 hard flip?
I don't think so.
I've ever seen that one.
I don't think I can remember.
Would you say maybe Daris or maybe Terras even, but I can't think of one.
I have done a forward flip before on a snow skate, but I haven't got it on a film. I'd like to get that done.
I've seen you do them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think
I've seen Raja last. I don't know if any flip too.
I've seen a handful of those.
I'm on Backfoot Impossible. Oh, has anyone done that one?
Wait, so a regular Impossible?
Yeah, whatever. Back, yeah, Impossible.
Yeah, I've seen a few of those. Just recently, Johnny Geiger did one on Flat.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then Kyle Kearns did one in Sava that was good, down like an H there.
Yeah, that was a cool clip.
What about... Never mind. It said flip trick. I was going to say frontside 360 still hasn't been done. That's not a flip trick, my bad.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love to see one of those, though.
720 shove it.
Dude. Yep.
Has it been done?
I think Taras did one in a part.
Weren't we trying them at...
Skrill Clinton?
We were trying one a couple weeks ago. And like I was really just trying to rip it, and I could even only could really get a 540.
Me too.
Yeah,
I tried. I tried recently. It's actually hard.
Just for fun.
Yeah, we were trying them at Chase's Park, and I was trying off the kicker. I tried 720 as a joke, and then I battled the 540 shove on a jib. Just destroyed myself. Just the dumbest battle. Just silly, but.
Man, that's worth it.
Whatever. That's no skate.
It was awesome to watch, by the way.
Andrew Nelson, mallet or blade? I'm really a mallet guy. I mean, you really can't argue with the higher MOI and that stability of a mallet. I respect the guys that play blades. You know, I'd really like to get there one day, but my putting stroke just isn't that efficient. So I don't know. Zach, Andrew?
Yeah, mallet all day.
Mallet? Yeah, hell yeah. Respect.
I used to go to my local... driving range at night with a pillowcase, and I would just steal every ball on the field. The
range balls?
Just every single one I could, and then I'd go back the next day, pour them into like the buckets they give you, and then hit balls for free. But I had like a pillowcase full in the back of my car. And then also, this is so bad, we can cut this part. I used to just aim at the houses that were next to the drive. I mean, I was like a shitty 14-year-old kid.
Yeah, we're not cutting that out. That's standard.
I used to just aim to do this girl's house. Her siding on her house was so bad from us just hitting it. Anyways, I was a really bad kid.
You'd have to have such good insurance to live anywhere near a golf course.
Dude, I mean, you know what? Also, the range didn't have like – had such shitty netting. It was all ripped up so your ball would just fly through it. I mean, it's not like the only reason those houses were – the siding was messed up is because of me and my friends only. It was like other people hit them too, but they just probably weren't trying to. Or maybe they were. I don't know. So long question. Mallet. I'm a mallet guy too. I don't even know what the fuck that means, dude. Mallet? Blade? What is this question?
It's golf. Don't. They're types of putters. That's all you know.
I'm talking about driving.
Yeah. All right. No more golf. Wow. I never thought I would say that on the podcast. Holy shit.
Yeah. I was going to say, you actually didn't bring it up today. It didn't come up at all until my dumb question. So,
wow. Thank you, dude. Appreciate you.
Keep the streak alive.
Riley Rala, what is the boy's shovel of choice, since snow skating is 75% shoveling anyway? It's probably more, honestly.
That's a great question. That's actually really good.
I talked to Alan on this, and what Alan said, and these are like the shovels that snowboarders use, Remco shovels. They're like industrial plastic shovels or whatever. Zorro is the website you can get them from. And occasionally you can find them in hardware stores as a brand called Tuffy.
Yeah. Those are good.
I mean, I've been battling just the worst types of shovels since I started snow skating. I don't know why I do it. I break them all the time. It sucks. Yeah. I don't know why I don't actually just buy a good shovel and stick with it, because it would be so much cheaper in the long run. But Remco.
So true. I bought a brand that had a composite handle, and the rivet that, so it goes in like this, and then there's a rivet, and I use it so much that the carbon fiber handle breaks, but I got it at Menards, so there's a lifetime warranty. I used to go there every year and get a free shovel and then break it. So I actually was really sick of that. I would just literally, on my cork board, I have my receipt pinned here. So I would just do it and then get a new one every year. And then I was so sick of it. I just finally got one that was like with a wood handle. And then I got Gorilla Glue, or what you would call an expanding or a chair glue. So I put that in around it, so that joint is nice and firm so that it doesn't wreck the handle.
Okay.
That's what I do. And then when I was really going out in spots, you know, you get a a grain shovel. You get a nice hard bristle broom, and that'll take away any salt. And then you can put snow down. That's a really good one to have. Like some jugs of water are usually good to get some pack down.
Yep.
And then like those shovels with the white, I don't even remember what they're called, the snowplow ones. Those are good too. I like those for grooming. Anyway.
I was going to say,
I was just going to say that's
what's in my trunk.
What's in my trunk when I.
Yeah. I was going to say a plow or a scoop shovel, like a big, you know, like a. That I will never not use one again. I just got one last week, and we've been using Dan Virgins for the last 2 years. Never again will I not use one, man. You can get like 5 scoops in one with those things, those big. And if you get as much snow as we do here, it is essential. And the brand of that is like,
yeah, it's not, you know, even applicable for us this year here in Minneapolis, but for guys in Marquette, I mean, yeah, that's a staple.
It's so crucial. The brand though, and I know there's some shitty people that are like some really shitty ones too that break, but this is a good one. I get it from Ace Hardware. I guess they carry them, and it's Garant, G-A-R-A-N-T. And then also an ice pick is really big to bring on the sesh. Between those two things, usually that works for me.
Yep. Duick, ever liqueur the bottom of your snow skate to make it faster and more durable? No.
Yeah, I have for sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I had the first wooden board I had was a Premier Team Wood model or whatever. And like it should be said too that the way Ambition does it has come a long way. So that one year that they delammed like a couple years ago, and then you'd see people skating the plastic that fell off. To get that plastic to cure to the wood is like really difficult. I think there's a lot of steps that go into it. Anyway, what he's saying is like, you know, if you had a wooden, if the question is like, if you've ever had like just a straight wooden board that you like lacquered with like say a polyurethane or whatever, I don't know as far as how fast that stuff's pretty temperamental, at least on snow. It would most likely ice. Or the other problem would be is that it's not, you need a lot of layers, and even then it'd be pretty weak. You'd hit a rail and it would, you know, chip and crack off. As far as doing like for spot repairs, if he's saying like over the plastic or something like that, it doesn't bond with the HDPE. Unfortunately, you'd have to use some sort of like, if you really wanted to do that, it'd be like a base repair, like a P-Tech stick or something. But that would just cause so much more problems. It would eventually not. Yeah, so it's really overkill to do stuff like that. But yeah, you used to try it. That's when the Premier forums were going. That's a lot of people had a lot of different remedies. Marine epoxy, I remember, was you could base fill and scrape over it. Was popular. I tried that 1 year too. But yeah, lacquer the bottom of your snow skate. It will not make you go faster. It will maybe go faster once, and then it'll start to peel because it won't bind, and then you'll go much slower, and then you'll have a wrecked snow skate. So there you go.
I never knew that. I've never even thought of that, honestly.
I even thought of you because, you know, they make I found a YouTube channel and they tested this, but they make, have you seen like hydrophobic lacquer at all and how that works? Well, it's like stuff they use on like patio furniture that is hydrophobic, meaning it doesn't take water at all.
Okay.
But the way that works is that when it dries, it creates this microstructure that like repels water. But when you start going down hills, it scrapes that off. So eventually it doesn't do anything for speed or anything like that. But
okay.
No, he's got the same line of thinking that I do. So that's good.
Right.
Rainbow Flipski, what's a good supplier of snow skates in the USA? I think you're kind of screwed at this point. Ambition has a dealer's page. You can go on there and look for the dealer closest to you in the US, but at this point in the season.
Yeah. I'll take this question if you want, because it's what I do every single day. Yes, I answer this question about 20 times a day. So if you're watching this right now and it's January, 25th today?
Sure.
You're only able to find jib boards at this moment. The last team board I knew of in all of North America was sold today in Manitoba. And that means that there's only jib boards left in North America. You can find some some team and pro boards last time I checked in Europe still, but that's really it. And otherwise, you're going to have to wait till next fall. Otherwise, no one, everything's all sold out.
Mm-hmm. A great guideline, too, is I think we really talked about this during the beginning of the pandemic, but you want to get orders in. If you can pre-order, if you have money by that time to get it, do it. Just to give you, and maybe Zach can back me up on these numbers, but my understanding was that 2020 was one of the best years. And I think normally, I think you have to get an order in before Christmas at the absolute latest, ideally before Thanksgiving, because those are kind of the, I think by 2020, I think you were already all sold out by Christmas, and dealers were too, I believe.
Yeah, definitely. So fall, rule of thumb, order in the fall. That's the best thing I could say.
Yep.
And I think it's important to call out that we're talking about ambitions, but I don't think we can in good faith recommend any other snowskate brand out here at this point. You know, there may be one or two straggler brands out there, but you're not going to get a good product, unfortunately. Nope. That's the reality of the situation. So, I mean,
now that Icon's gone, there's really nothing.
Now that
else.
Icon is not a thing, you know, frankly, you don't really have any good options, and kind of sucks, but is
yeah,
it, is.
And I would say too that you might get lucky if you really want to just get your feet wet. I think maybe look on find a used one, give it a shot. If you can find like a decent ambition on like Facebook Marketplace or something, I mean, that's or Craigslist, whatever. Sometimes you get lucky and see them at a thrift store. You pick them up for like 10 bucks.
For sure. Charmer, Michigan, real quick. Who has the biggest schlong? Oh, that was Zach's question. No, we can't answer that. No, we got to keep moving. No, can't go there.
I was just going to let you read that. Fuck.
CC Dirtface, should I bring a shovel to the sesh or just show up conveniently late? So
that
it's
is
a dick
such a
move.
Funny question.
It's a dick move, but it's tactical because you will get out of shoveling that way and you might be a little warmer during the session, but can't recommend it.
I think I've been bagging on CC. I've been poking fun at her when she shows up to the session a little bit later than the rest of us. I'm like, oh, sick move, CC, coming a little bit late. So we're already done shoveling the spot. She knows the move.
Oh, love it. Deschenzen, oof. Is snow skating harder than snowboarding? Probably. Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oranges to apples can't be. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's a bad thing to compare. They're so different.
Yeah, it really is different. I mean, you're strapped into the board snowboarding. You're not at all snow skating. It's very much its own thing. So hard to compare. Overall, it's easier to jump on stuff snowboarding for sure, but snow skating is its own beast. Chase Fernstrom, handful of questions from you. When is the official Snowskate Overlords team video dropping?
Quitting time is kind of an unofficial.
It kind of will be.
Overlords video. You could sponsor it. You could call it presented by Snowskate Source.
It's independent. We can't do that. Can't do that.
All right.
But you know, that video will be coming out. Unfortunately, this is my little homie project, side project for anybody unaware, but not going to be releasing it until the beginning of next year, unfortunately, because we're getting too late in the season, but beginning of next season, early next fall, get ready for it. Will someone please take over Go Snowskate Day 2022 if Icon can't do it this year? Ambition Snowskates, us. It's pretty safe to say Icon's not going to do it because they're not really a thing anymore. Blaze said he's not going to do it on the Ambition forum. So
that was me.
Oh, that was you? You have that account too? I didn't even know that.
I'm everywhere.
Damn, I guess you are. Wow.
I just said we didn't have plans to.
I just got to.
We haven't. Yeah. I'm not saying we won't do it ever. And I don't want to speak on behalf of the whole company. It's obviously not up to me. But I was just saying, like, this year, we definitely didn't plan to. Who knows in the future?
Sure. I mean, hey, if you want to see it, you know, shoot the Snowskate Source a DM on Instagram. If you have any ideas, hey, let us know. Maybe we'll make it happen. Maybe we won't. I don't know. I'm just going to bunt Go Snowskate Day 2022 live on the podcast.
Yeah.
And I love this question. What is one personal snowskate NBD for each of you that you want to get done? Such a good question. For me, it's a back three, a clean pop back three. No doubt. That is the dream trick.
Same. I haven't been able to fully do a real back three ever. And I've been trying them since I was 15. I'm almost 30 now. And I just want to do a full back three that rotates the full way. And like Eric said, I want it to pop and just look decent.
Yep.
I'd like to win at the Midwest Open this year. I'd like to. First year I was in second in 30 plus intermediate, and then last year I think it was like third. So I'm arcing the wrong way, but Phil's Pat came and kicked my ass. So I mean, I gotta get some bangers just down, and then I would love to place first at that. That'd be awesome.
Totally.
Heck yeah.
But yeah, you know, Midwest Open, February 19th this year.
The official, yeah. And this is what the pros do. So you know it's a good strategy, but the strategy you want is you want to land all your tricks in warm up and then not land them in your heat. So
that's make sure you're nice and tired. Just that is dude,
the Josh Oakes way.
That's how I wanna. I took first in the amateur the first year Midwest ever happened in 2008 because I did the opposite of that. I couldn't land any tricks. So everyone's like, "Oh, place him like on the in the trial run or whatever." He's like, "Oh, place him like in the beginners or the amateur category." And then when I hit the pro one, I landed everything and I got a free ambition board out of it, which was I think was better than the prizes that were for the pro category. Anyways, it was like $50 and $100 and stuff, and I got a free ambition board, which is. I mean, retail's at like $150. So,
yeah,
so we awesome. Have a term sick for this life in golf, Zach, and that's called sandbagging.
Oh yeah, I know that term, and I didn't mean to do it though. It wasn't intentional sandbagging, but by definition, it was.
Oh, I love it! I love it. All right, well, we're through our listener questions. Yeah, that's pretty much a wrap for the episode. Anything else you guys want to call out?
No, just get out and go snow skate and send us more questions.
Yeah, we love the questions.
Yeah, it's fun. I love the listener question segment. It's fantastic. But yeah, thanks for listening. If you made it this far, shout out to you. Go snow skate.
Yeah, drop us a line too. Make sure we're trying this a shorter episode. I think we were going to.
Yes.
The little.
Yeah, so we're not quite as short as we were trying to go. No, yeah, we had two Zoom breaks instead of one. So we're probably going to be a little over an hour here, but trying a little shorter episode. So yeah, shoot us a DM. You know, if you like the shorter episodes, cool. Like I personally know that sometimes if I see a podcast that's, you know, 3 hours, even if I like it, you know, I won't start it up because I'm not ready for that sort of commitment. And frankly, a lot of our podcasts are like two and a half to 3 hours. So if you like the shorter podcast, let us know. If you prefer the longer podcast, you know, shoot us a DM and let us know that too. You know, I'm not going to take it personally. Let us know, you know, we want that feedback. Yeah. It'd be great.
Yeah. And if also you're an artist out there and you want to do some fan art for the show, send that our way.
Snowscape fan art. I love
Draw us as anime characters or something. That'd be great.
Jump it down like a 28 stair. Oh
yeah. That'd be sweet. So just, yeah. I'm just putting that out there.
Oh, I love it. Well, if you're listening, shout out to you. Go snow skate.